There you'll find the proposed amendment to the Book of Church Order, which we have before us by way of the second reading. And our recommendation is that the following proposed amendment to the Book of Church Order, which received a majority vote at the 5th General Assembly and the required approval of 2/3 of the presbyteries, affirmative votes 17, negative votes 1, and not voting 3, be enacted as an amendment to the Book of Church Order. And the text of that follows. I move its adoption.
I see no one seeking a microphone without objection. It is adopted.
Okay, under item B, we move the adoption of the following recommendations of the Permanent Committee on page 501, recommendation number 1. On page 501, recommendation number 5. On page 502, recommendation number 6. On page 502, recommendation 9. All right.
Just state, the first one has to do with atheistic communism, the second has to do with something, and let's go with that.
Pardon?
Just say the first one has to do with atheistic communism, and we'll adopt it, or something like that.
Well, I'm trying to avoid going seriatim on these and vote. I'm moving all of them at once.
I believe you're going to have to take each one of them, sir.
The assembly hasn't instructed us yet.
Sir?
The assembly hasn't said take them seriatim.
You don't have to read them all, but I think if you've got separate right. recommendations, we'll have to take each recommendation. It won't take that long.
All right. Okay, I move the adoption then of recommendation number 1, found on page 501, concerning resolutions 9 and 11 submitted to the 5th General Assembly. I see no one seeking the microphone without objection. It's adopted. Mr. Case, you have something to say about this?
Father Dean Case, Grace Presbytery, I speak in opposition to this recommendation. I think this is a flip side, if you will, of the very thing, or one of the very things that many of us had hoped would be left behind in the Church of our former connection, or the churches of our former connection. I can conceive of no reason why we should, out of the air, address this particular question. We seem to be increasingly letting the world set the agenda for the Church. We ought to be concluding matters that are ecclesiastical, rather than tending to all of the political business that is all around us. This is one of the things that disturbed me about the speech that was made before the Assembly, the Assembled Commissioners of the Maypart organization on Monday evening, that we are being called upon to deal in matters which are not properly the concern of the courts of the Church of Jesus Christ. I hope we would vote this recommendation down. I hope we would vote any future recommendations down which have to do with these sorts of matters. Thank you.
We are going to vote on the recommendation in view of the comments just made. Recommendation is before you. If you support the recommendation of the committee, will you say aye?
Aye.
Oppose the recommendation of the committee, say no.
No.
If you support the recommendation of the committee, hold up your hand. Down, if you oppose the recommendation of the committee, hold up your hand. The recommendation of the committee is sustained. Number 2.
Mr. Moderator.
And number 5.
Mr. Moderator.
Mr. Case.
I request my negative vote to be recorded on the matter.
Your negative vote may be recorded, and the clerk will accept
Thank
any
you,
other negative votes that may wish to be recorded at the same time.
Okay.
Again, on page 501 of your handbook, I move the adoption of recommendation number 5, which... Get to the microphone. 9.
Mr. Edwin Elliott, I have a member of the Judicial Committee here, and he seems to have had a different understanding of what we're voting on, so would you please clarify whether it was a negative recommendation or a positive recommendation?
We were voting on a resolution which would have declared unalterable opposition to communism and urged members to take political action thereupon. And we approved our unalterable opposition to communism. We did not address the assembly to the president or what have you, but we did speak to the members of the church. That was the effect of the action. Mr. Chairman?
Okay. On page 501, recommendation number 5 is in view. And I move that we adopt the report of the permanent subcommittee as printed in your handbook. Without objection, it is adopted. Page 502, recommendation number 6. I move the adoption of that recommendation as it's published in your handbook. Without objection, it is adopted. Page 502, recommendation number 8. I move the adoption of that recommendation as it's printed in your handbook. Without objection, it is adopted. Page 502, recommendation 9. I move the adoption of recommendation 9 as it's published in your handbook. Without objection, it is adopted. Page 507, recommendation number 18. I move the adoption of this recommendation as it's printed in your handbook. Without objection, it is adopted. Return to page 501 of your handbook, recommendation number 4. The committee of commissioners move that recommendation number 4 be amended to read that overture number 4 from South Florida Presbytery regarding a study concerning church membership, et cetera, be answered in the affirmative regarding item number 1, and that this item be referred to the permanent subcommittee on judicial business to prepare appropriate needed amendments to the Book of Church Order, and that item number 2 be answered in the negative as it is contrary to the Book of Church Order 27-2. I move the adoption of this recommendation. With that, if I want it match poll number 8.
This matter, pardon me, sir, I'm trying to find out where we are and what item the pastor was talking about.
Page 501 in the print recommendation number 4 in the handbook. We disagree with that. Our disagreement is printed on page 513 as C1.
Mr. Mayor, I'm still trying to find the items of the overture. What is the subcommittee?
I'm sorry, the overture is found as overture number 4 on page 21. I apologize. Page 21 of your handbook lists the overture itself. There's two parts to the overture. Has to do with carrying membership roles in the life. Mark 4:14.
How long was that secretary? For the benefit of the commissioners, we're sitting here with 10 seconds. It looks like the chairman would be more explicit in what they have approved. Give us some idea of the substance of what they're doing. This is approved thing on page 21. When you go to page 21, you don't find anything.
Okay. I'll be glad to include it. On page 21, over to number 4, contains two parts. The first part has to do with a study concerning church membership, the transfer of members of churches, the definition of types of church members, and so forth. And we are recommending that that part be approved in the affirmative. Looking at the overture again, point two has to do with making the provision that if the study above shows that Book of Church Orders changes are desirable, that the editorial committee be given the responsibility of incorporating these changes in its work. And we are recommending that that not be approved. We have to now, since we have abandoned that committee. We did not anticipate that, however. So our motion, again, is that overture number four from South Florida Presbytery regarding the study concerning church membership, etc., be answered in the affirmative regarding item one, and that this item be referred to the permanent subcommittee on judicial business to prepare appropriate needed amendments to the Book of Church Orders, and that item two be answered in the negative as it is contrary to the Book of Church Order 27-2. And I move that motion.
Ms. Moderator, Henry Holt, Central Georgia Presbytery. I just want to ask a question. The second recommendation on that overture printed on page 29 was answered in the negative by the committee simply because it is not in accord with the procedure for terms in the Book of Church Order. Is that not correct? That's all. Henry, that is correct. Mark 16, Mr. Moderator, Mr. Snyder, Mississippi Valley. I knew there was an amendment to the exclusion of letter E under number 1, which says inclusion of provision for taking the disciplinary action of removing a member's name from the church roll for inactivity without disciplinary process being required for such action.
You are seconded. I'm going to interpret what I think you're doing. You tell me if this is what you're doing. The General Assembly is about to approve a study. You are removing one of the items which would be studied. You don't want that item studied.
That's correct. That's what I wanted to know.
May I speak to that?
Yes, sir.
My reason for that is I believe it's contrary to Scripture. I believe it would be the most unloving thing for us to simply take names from the church rolls without the scriptural process of discipline. This similar action was proposed at last year's General Assembly with a different wording and was very soundly defeated. It's been discussed at two General Assemblies and been defeated by two General Assemblies. And I believe that would be excluded from the study. The motion is to exclude from the study which will be made further considerations enumerated in subletter E on page 21. If you put Mark.
Alex, hold on, Mark Gordon. I believe this motion has been made on the presupposition of what the study is going to come up with. I would be opposed to that because I think it needs to be studied.
I'm going to put you a vote on the amendment.
Mr. Moderator.
Mark 16.
Don't have. Mr. Moderator, can we tamper with an overture? Do we not answer it in the affirmative, in the negative, or partly so? Can we tamper with it to change it?
I think we can in the sense that the overture is an old one and has been dealt with by an offenders committee, which is now bringing us a recommendation. If that were an overture, Dave Kirk says that you can if you want to. I'm going to put the vote on the amendment, which is to remove from the committee's consideration one paragraph. If you support the amendment, then you say aye.
oppose most. We're back to the main motion, which is negative. If you support the amendment, let me see your hand. Dan, if you do not, let me see your hand. It is lost. Excuse me, moderator. I should have told you so. We're back to the main motion, which is to request this study. If you wish to request this study, then you say aye. Opposed, no. The study will be as next recommendation. The next recommendation deals with Overture 10 on page 22 and recommendation 7 of the permanent subcommittee report, which is on page 502. Can you tell them what it has to do with? Ordination of elders to deacons in a church that comes from another body. Overture number 10 on page 22 has to do with receiving congregations into the Presbyterian Church. The question is, what do we do with regarding the ordinations of their elders and deacons? The recommendation of your committee of commissioners is that Overture number 10 from Evangel Presbytery, dated February 14, 1978, regarding ordination be referred to the permanent subcommittee on judicial business. I move its adoption. Mr. Mata, I'll give it. The motion is to refer. Do you want to know? Mr. Mata, I'm just here to ask. Why this needs to be referred to anybody, it seems to be clear cut, but if your family wants to refer, it certainly has the right to. If you who are ministers came from another church with our ordination question?
We haven't called any church apostate.
And I think we would recognize the ordination of others.
I've been giving that advice ever since the church has been in existence. And I hope that if it is referred, I will not have been proved wrong all the way through the
Mr. Clerk, excuse me for interrupting, sir, but the motion is not that the assembly approves
the procedure,
but that the procedure be started. Now, essentially, what you want to do is to move a substitute that the assembly approves the procedure law without study.
Is that essentially what you're suggesting?
You want to move a substitute, or are you just speaking of just not prepared at this point, not so sure?
I just have a question, Mr. Chairman. Did we vote on part B of the recommendation that item number 2 we want to do the negative? I thought we just voted on the part about the affirmative.
No, sir, you wrote both of them, and when we voted on both of them.
Okay. Thank you.
It doesn't prejudice the action.
I promise you.
Mike 7.
Mr. Moderator, in answer to the question of the third clerk, the overture does not ask for the Judicial Business Committee to answer the clerk, the committee commissioners to answer that question. It directs the question to a committee that does not exist. And so our recommendation comes back that it refers to a committee that does exist for answer.
That is correct. Our stated clerk has called attention to the fact that this was bill off procedure, and presumably that will be information that the committee would want to talk about.
Mark 4:14. New York County of the Covenant says before I was an alternate on this committee on judicial business this year. And I don't have those minutes with me, but I understood that we did take this up, we did discuss it, and I understood that we answered it in affirmative, but I don't see any reason for it to be referred back to that committee again.
Mr. Kelly, I would direct your attention to the recommendation number 7 of the criminal committee on page 502, which says that to be answered in the affirmative and referred to the Committee on Judicial Business.
The Committee of Commissioners has dropped the word be answered in the affirmative. We simply are moving to refer it. My point was, I'm surprised that the third is in there. I don't remember that being in our minutes.
Because we answered it in the affirmative, obviously means we discussed it and thought about it.
But you do it. You have called attention to a flaw. Now, before we get into a hassle, the moderator is going to rule that the intent of the recommendation
to which you called our attention, the intent of it,
was to refer it to Committee on Judicial Business for the purpose of drafting proper language for adoption on the Book of Church Order. Now, the standing committee of commissioners this time is saying to the permanent subcommittee on judicial business, in fact, doing the same thing. And it would seem to be appropriate in view of the fact that the permanent subcommittee on judicial business did not present appropriate language for adoption. So this would constitute a reminder that we do want appropriate language for adoption. Now, that's the matter of this interpretation.
Appropriate language for adoption of what, Mr. Moderator?
Of a provision that would say something about what to do with all this indecency coming from another denomination. Does anyone wish to challenge the moderator's interpretation? Thank you. Yeah, the time has expired on this question. We're going to vote on it. If you favor recommendation 2-2, page 513, say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it.
Then to recommendation number 10 on page 503
of the handbook. This is entitled Proposed Changes in the Book of Church Order to handle the matter of a year of mandatory license before ordination. It deals principally with Chapter 20,
but it impacts
Chapters 19, 21, and 22. We're going to have to take these each one. If you cannot keep up with them as we go, you will have to keep up with them as we go. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
The first has to do with Book of Church Order 19-1 on page 503 of your handbook. I move its adoption. I see no objection. It is adopted. The second one has to do with 19-7 on page 503 of the handbook. I move its adoption as printed. I see no one speaking the microphone. It is adopted. The third one has to do with the title, from line 19 on page 503, amend chapter 20 by deleting it entirely and by substituting the following in its place. Then the chapter 20 and the title licensure and probation. I move the adoption of that as it's public.
Recommendation 3-3.
Mark 4:11.
Moreover, Paul goes on to the Florida Church to have a question about the effect of recommendation number 9 on page 502.
Mark 4:11. Recommendation 9 on page 502 deals also with chapter 20.
And I do not understand the relationship between that recommendation and the one that we're voting on now. Would you clarify that for me, please, sir?
Okay, recommendation 9 has to do with the unpowered chapter. Perfect. It really boils down to the adoption of chapter 20. It's confusing. Recommendation number 10 looks at parts of chapter 19, parts of chapter 20, parts of chapter 21, parts of chapter 22. Earlier they had, in recommendation number 9, dealt exclusively with chapter 20.
And I might point out, Mr. Moderator, that the material on page 502
under ad interim opinion given are not under recommendation number 9. That's another section. It probably should have been set aside a little bit with a little room in there, but that's another section of the report.
Perhaps you're thinking,
the way we have structured this, we'll go through all of recommendation number 10, then we'll come back to recommendation number 9. After we see, doing whatever we want to do to chapter 20.
Mark 4:10.
It's not a matter of this, my understanding, you've already adopted recommendation number 9.
We are right now on page 513, number 3, subparagraph 3, in the process of adopting
a chapter which will be entitled chapter 20 for the Book of Church Order.
Then what did we do under recommendation 9? I thought we adopted chapter 20 under recommendation 9, sir.
We move to proceed to 10, chapter 20, not about it.
You might say recommendation 9 was an enabling action to do what we're about to do now.
Thank you, Mr.
On this other page.
Are you ready for 3?
3. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. On page 503, chapter 20-1, we move the adoption of 20-1 as civil.
Question.
It states here that a man may preach regularly
only with permission of the presbytery on which he is preaching. We employ pastoral assistants for the summer who may be members of other presbyteries and yet whom we have preached on a regular basis. How does this apply?
This would say if adopted that a man must have a license for a presbytery to be employed as a regular preacher.
That's not what it says.
Then let's hear it. It says he must have a license from the presbytery in which he is preaching. Having jurisdiction, that's what you mean? Can you answer that, Mr. Chairman?
I would anticipate what's going to happen later. You see, if you point chapter 20-7 on page 504, it makes a provision for a cooperative arrangement between two presbyteries.
Mark 4:10.
Ed Cunningham, North Georgia.
It was my understanding that only those who are candidates for the ministry could be licensed to preach, whereas this specifically says that a ruling elder and others could be licensed to preach on a regular basis. Could that be clarified? Did we not at a previous action make that?
Mr. Moderator, we are in the process. We haven't finally totally adopted that report on the matter of office, but it will make a distinction that perhaps this needs to be referred back because it's going to make a difference, and that report gets adopted.
I'm so glad you dismissed my committee. Number 7, that's 7.
Mr. Moderator,
it was for this purpose that I made the motion to postpone the consideration of recommendation number 9 until we heard this item of report. If the Assembly acts on this part of the report, according to how they act on this report, part of the report, will bear on how we act on recommendation number 9 in the office report. There was no need to make an amendment at that time without hearing this.
May the moderator, since there's a question, I'm not interrupting someone's opinion, I had a question. It says no man is permitted to preach without license, and then it goes on to say he may be licensed.
A ruling order, a candidate, a minister, or some other purpose
may be licensed. I see no conflict in the people's version.
This moderator, my question. Recommendation number 9 of the report of the number of officers specifically says that the practice of licensing union members not seeking to become teaching members be discontinued. Now, if we vote to accept the motion that is before us now, then that will automatically be in conflict to number 9 and it will be proper to delete number 9 out of this officer report. If you want number 9 in the officer report, amend this now to delete ruling order. And that is what is before. Leave ruling order in, delete number 9, take it out, and we'll have number 9 left in the public report. It's that simple.
Microphone number 8.
Now, later, I move the deletion of ruling order in the references there to in section 20.
All right. You mean throughout section 20? All right. He says it's only case, not first title. The motion is to delete the reference to ruling order in this provision covering license in March 2016.
Down to 20 from title purpose, I don't believe just deleting ruling order would do the job.
There is listed there a minister from some other denomination who may not even have gone to college,
much less a seminary, who could come up for licensure,
and it also says, or some other man, and that covers virtually everyone in the country. And I just feel that this is not going to be what Recommendation 9 wants to do.
Are you speaking the floor, Mr. Parker? Back to the order.
Thank Dr. Danger Pedicure. I'm opposed to the deletion of ruling order. In the report on officers, we have the opportunity to ask for ruling orders to vet the people in one of the provisions.
And it's been the practice in our churches and both in the PCUS and in the PCA to have ruling orders speak frequently at churches that are perhaps without their pastor or
maybe they would preach while the pastor is absent from his own church. It's been a historic practice for ruling orders to preach
often without being licensed, for that matter. And I'm opposed to this belief.
Matthew 8, John Lewis, Grace, Presbytery. I'm in agreement with what Mr. Baffer said, but I think that's exactly the intention of the meeting here.
So that the meeting order will be able to speak the example, to teach in his salvation on a regular basis, at a supply place without having to be licensed.
And I want exactly what Mr. Baffer wants. That's why I want this deleted. Thank you, Mr. Moderator.
My name is Mark Fulton, Moderator,
Bob Sweet, Western Carolina. Would an amendment be in order, sir? You tell me where we are. Would what an amendment be in order here?
To the wording, have an amendment to delete reference to ruling order. Now, I'd like to offer a substitute thing.
BCO 20-1.
The amendment to read.
And if you follow me on page 503. To preserve the purity of the preaching of the gospel, comma, no man is permitted to preach or exhort in the pulpit for the Presbyterian Church, the rest of it remains unchanged. The last line 28. License for the purpose
of regularly providing the preaching of the word or education.
I'm going to continue in the form of giving satisfaction to the presbytery of the gift and passing the license to the examiner's prayer.
And if you accept preaching that to the whole,
the fair.
In effect, you are leaving the reader to end it, send it to the minister and minister that out of the moment.
In fact, the only thing I'm adding is the provision that there can be preaching and or education.
Covenant Presbytery. Again, I was an alternate on this judicial business committee, was involved in all this discussion. I don't know whether a single one of the committee members is still here. But the reason why they had to include reading elders was because of that first statement that's already in our book of Christianity, that no one can preach regularly in the presence of the PCA without license and or examination. So if we were going to continue the practice of reading elders doing that, is down in the line, we had to deal with that situation. And that's why we put reading elders and others in there. But let me say that there's obviously a very different, you know, as we've already seen, picture of the offices of the church
that
presupposed in this whole report the very difference between licensure and probation. In this whole section, it's indicated, it's predicated on the fact that some who are licensed to preach will be heading toward the ministry of the word, and therefore would be under probation, proving their gift in that direction, whereas others licensed to preach would not be headed toward being ministers of the word, and therefore would not be under probation, proving their gift in that direction. They would only be licensed to preach, which would be like ruling elders or those people that we need to be preaching in it. And so
the whole report there is predicated on a different
I thank you, sir, but all of those remarks were past the time. Bob, do you have something? A procedure? Number five?
Bob Benson, preaching at Louisiana Presbytery. I would like to move that we table the report of the Judicial Business Committee and further that with the report on the number of officers. And if I get a second, I'd like to say why. You still have to say why.
As long as it's just the time, you cannot tell how you want to do it.
Oh.
You better be the dog for the wrong.
The motion to postpone sales, and we are back with the committee to report that this before. That we have is the motion to delete ruling order, and we will call the vote on that one because the time is long expired. The amendment is to delete ruling order from 20-1. As it is proposed for adoption. If you say that it do you have a question? My first turn. Yes, sir. I have heard two different speakers claim to have the same end and speak on opposite sides of this question. I would like to turn you at undisturbed that as someone has suggested what this will accomplish.
No, sir. I'm not going to tell you what it will accomplish. I can tell you what we're going to do. And
Mr. Moderator, it's Tom Leppard, and I have a motion that I'd like to ask you to do.
Procedure motion?
Yes, sir.
What do you have?
I move that the balance of the commission's report on judicial business and that the balance of the ad hoc committee's report on officers be postponed until the 7th general assembly.
Mr. Leppard, if you stand where you are until I get this thing out of the way, I'll accept that and see what the Assembly wants to do with it.
We'll see what the Assembly wants to do with it, but I'm not going to stop in the middle of an amendment to do it.
Now, let's get at least a stop at this point and then see if the Assembly wants to do what you want to do. And we're going to vote on the amendment. The amendment is to delete the agenda. If you support the amendment to delete ruling order, say aye. If you do not support, say no.
All right. Then we are back to a conceptual motion. And at this point, I will hear Mr.
Leppard's decision motion.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. I move that the balance of the commission's report on judicial business and that the balance of the ad-in committee's report on officers be postponed until the 7th general assembly.
You have a second. All right.
It is debatable, the mayor says. Not so 7.
Down Zen and Central Georgia, I move to divide the section.
I got a second, I have to speak to that.
Well, you need, I think, to divide the two reports.
Divide the motion on the floor, yes, sir.
Well, yeah, but you mean the two reports?
Yes, the two reports. To vote on them separately.
You want to take two votes?
Correct. I'd like to divide the question between the two reports. So we vote separately on postponing number of officers.
We're talking about how we're going to vote. Right now, I want to.
Anybody want to debate the procedure most with that? At the division of the questions, my lord, it's not that bad. I'm going to consider that a challenge of some kind, and I'm going to respond to it.
He said that tied such close together that it would be impossible to separate them, and I think that's correct.
Because we've already discovered that they hang or fall together.
14. They are tied together personally. The one thing that I'd like for the Assembly to know in all honesty from my time in the Committee on Judicial Business is the
distinction between preaching and exhortation was never brought to the discussed at all in the whole consideration that the committee on judicial business went through. So this distinction that we're making in the editing between preaching and exhortation is not
necessarily said here or there.
Well, I'm saying that before you ask the Committee on Judicial Business to go back and rewrite this, you need to consider this other thing as a difference in officers and the deputy.
Yes, but you're not discussing the dividing the vote.
And I understand you should divide the vote on that basis
so that
you
can discuss dividing the vote. The board over here says that no matter whether the whole effort is that it is a proper motion, and we're going to have to vote on it. So we are going to have to vote on it. The vote is to whether or not we're going to divide the vote. If you want to divide the vote, this is the first, the fifth, the first thing for 1979. If you want to divide that vote, say aye. If you want to vote in the passage, say no. You want to divide the vote, hold up your hand. If you want to vote in the passage, hold up your hand. You want to vote in the passage, can we vote? You do have the privilege of discussing the procedural motion. I'm going to recognize Ken, who's been standing here.
They're standing here in North Georgia. The other night, we approved basically a 2.5 office bill. Just a few moments ago, we approved 20-1, which seems to me totally inconsistent. We voted down that amendment. So that even though they still kept in, and it seems to me that our philosophies are still confused, and we just don't have enough time to straighten this out.
So I vote for the procedural motion.
You'll vote for postponement. You want to speak on postponement? All right, 7 again.
I want to know a question.
Mr. Moderator,
Wait a minute.
Let me ask the question. Does that motion mean the whole judicial business report?
Yes,
it has not just this part about the book of Judge's order.
Yes.
Mr. Moderator, Von Hoffler, Grace Presbyterian, I speak against the motion for that very point. Point.
There are various items that remain on the committee of commissioners' judicial business report that have nothing to do with this section. The motion is poorly worded, and therefore I would urge the assembly to vote against it.
Take two.
Mr. Moderator, I would also urge to vote against it. The matter is really much simpler than the assembly thinks. As a member of the committee that wrote this recommendation number 9 of the Committee of Ethics, I see no conflict between adopting what the general assembly, that the Committee of Commissioners recommends to Chapter 20 and what we recommend for recommendation 9. The two can be understood quite consistently, and I think a very simple explanation
of what we're intending here will clarify the whole situation, and I really feel we should deal with it today and get it over and get it done with. We can do it in a very short space of time and have it settled.
All right, let's go later.
Thank you, Dr. Avenger, President. Mr. Moderator, I'd like to speak for the motion. We are dealing with some very important matters here, and the got some other important matters in addition to this ordination and probation thing that is a part of the judicial business report, such as on page 519 of the report, where we have the recommendation 519 and 20 that the permanent committee's report recommendation about sessional rotation of officers be overturned, and that there'll be no rotation of officers. Now, that
is a big item. That is one of the hottest items when this General Assembly got underway at the first General Assembly. And had there not been an agreement about that, to put that in an optional form, there might not have been a first General Assembly. That is such a hot issue. And you're dealing with an immense issue here, and we've got many, many guys. That should not be dealt with at this stage of the game. That's not fair. And for that reason, I speak in urging postponement of it.
My time has expired.
we're going to vote on the procedural motion to postpone.
If you favor postponement of consideration of the report on judicial business and on the officers in the church until the 1977 General Assembly, 8 and 9.
7 and 9. Will you say aye? Opposed, no.
Okay. Now then, Mr. Moderator, may I make just one observation? The argument is used, and effectively used here, that we cannot
do it because the assembly is diminished. We need a longer time for the assembly. People think they can leave at Friday noon. We have turned that down, but I just think that as an observation from a state of Texas point of view, it's very difficult to know how to arrange these things in a way that we can handle them. We just don't have time. And we've gotten into bond we have this as last year, because of the pressure and time.
It was obvious to the moderator yesterday that we had 2 more days of business beyond this. And it didn't mean our personal presence, because we're in a tight about something. At this point, there's a vacuum. I want the assembly to agree to a partial report from the committee on interchurch relations before we recess at 5 o'clock. It's an important matter that deals with our relationship to other denominations that must be transacted before the assembly diminishes further. Will you receive
a partial report from the interchurch relations subcommittee?
Will you? If so, so aye. Opposed, no. I want the chairman of that committee to come up here with that partial report before we resource it. If he is prompt, we can do it in about 10 minutes. Thank you, Mr. President. You go back to the bill. The chairman proceeds. Let's have a brief word of prayer, sir, and then go. You've got no short time. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen.
O Lord, this is a partial report. On page 401, and we will go directly to recommendation number 6, which is actually found over on page 402, and then you have a copy of the Committee on Commissioners report, which is numbered page 420. Do you all have that? Now you will actually need primarily to have this page 420, which has been handed out to you. Does everybody have that now? I will read the recommendation for you. Now, this, I understand that this is a partial report.
That instead of recommendation number 6
of the permanent committee, the following be adopted. That the General Assembly hear the report of the Ad Interim Committee on the biblical basis for church union, if it has not already been heard. Period. Since this report demonstrates that church union of brethren who hold the Reformed faith in common is biblical, we recommend that the General Assembly authorize the Interchurch Relations Committee to discuss the factors involved with and the possibility of working toward a merger of the PCA with the OPC and the RPCES, with that discussions do not imply commitment to ultimate merger. And the vote on that was in the committee was 10 yes, 1 abstention, and 1 no vote by Mr. E. L. Cass.
This is deleted. I move the adoption of that recommendation, Mr. Moderator.
I recognize Mr. Llewellyn.
Moderator, Mr. Chairman, I thank the Assembly for the privilege of submitting this minority report, and I thank the Assembly for the privilege of after meeting with the Committee on Commissioners. I thank them for consideration of every point that is raised in this report, and I withdraw the minority report and take this opportunity to speak in favor of the beautiful statement which they have presented and hope the Assembly will adopt it. Does the Assembly understand what has just happened?
Are we ready for the doctor's policy of something?
Mr. Llewellyn has changed his mind. And essentially what had happened is
that Mr. Llewellyn
had made the minority report, which you find on page 402, which was under paragraph 6.
And it was labeled Subcommittee on Inter-Church Relations Minority Report.
But he has said in fact now that he wants to withdraw his minority report and is supporting our recommendation number 6. That is the standing substance of what he said. And
should that minority report be kept with the report and then a note indicating that it was withdrawn verbally, or would Mr. Llewellyn rather not have it in the record at all?
Number 9, I will take care of it in the record, but with a note withdrawn in favor of committee of commissioners report.
That
will be done, sir. It will be published without notation in respect to the Committee of Commissioners report, which has substituted for recommendation of a permanent committee. My understanding that on the part, will you explain, Mr. Chairman, in relation to the other two denominations prior to this taking place?
The
other two denominations have acted in support of initiating informal conversations with our committee.
And our committee would be embarrassed if the Assembly should reach the point where it doesn't have a quorum without even responding to the possibility of such informal conversations with the other brethren. That is the point. Microphone 12.
Question? I call for the question.
Question has been called for on what amount? I'm going to have to put a question, Daddy. On the partial report of the Inter-Church Relations Subcommittee, a point of order, microphone 13.
My point of order is that this matter has not at all been discussed, and the question is called before there is any discussion.
I'm sorry, sir, because that is permissible if the court wishes.
There ought to be some expression that should be given. If any negative expression is wanted, I think it should be heard.
You're going to have to vote down the call of a question, Biden.
We have 2 minutes. If you want to vote down the call of a question, will you say aye?
If you want to call a question, will you say no?
You want to call a question.
Take 2/3, all right. I'm going to turn the vote around now. If you are calling for the question, which means if you want to vote, will you hold up your hand? Don, if you would rather talk some more or hear further discussion, hold up your hand. It tells. We're going to vote. The recommendation number 3 of the Committee of Commissioners, what is it? Number 10.
Is it possible to challenge your ruling anywhere?
This is Paul's law reading anytime you want to. Call for a court, is that what you want?
I think that question should have been put without any possibility of anybody expressing themselves on the matter.
Oh, you're talking about the reading about Paul for the question before the vote.
I'd like to go on the record and say that that's unfair tactics.
It may be unfair tactics in some situations, but the offender has the right to do that. For as soon as the motion is put, questions can be called for. If the assembly wishes to do that, and we've done it, and we're going to vote. Do you have something with microphone 8?
Yes, may I take the address secretary, and let them set the count on our vote?
You want to count on the vote. Those of you who wish to vote at this time, stand and remain standing until you're counted. If you want to vote at this time.
If you oppose a vote at this time, will you say?
We're going to vote.
If you support recommendation 3 of the Committee of Commissioners, then you say aye. Opposed, no.
And then the bed?
Thank you.
for the voter,
two different considerations. We do not have the two-thirds. That is what I'm
saying. That is what I'm saying.
We do not have the two-thirds. We cannot vote. The floor remains open. Will the assembly extend its time by 5 minutes to hear a negative before it votes? If you're willing to extend the time of recess by 5 minutes, will you say aye? Opposed, no. The voter who wanted to speak over here has the floor.
We don't know who we are yet.
let alone try to work out problems with other denominations. Thank you.
All right, now at this time, I'm going to ask if the assembly is ready to vote. Last time, it's called for the question. We failed to reach it by 3 votes. This time, I'm calling. I sense that you are ready to call for the question. And the time is expired anyhow. If you are ready to vote on recommendation 3 this time, will you say aye? Opposed, no. We will vote on recommendation 3. If you support recommendation 3 of the committee of commissioners, will you raise your hand? Bar. If you oppose recommendation 3, will you raise your hand? Recommendation carries. Mr. Dennehy, will you lead us in prayer? What do you want if not for prayer?
It's not ordered. I have never in such circumstances in America request to record my negative vote, but almost with tears, I request that privilege now.
So you have that privilege, and I would suggest that any who wish to join me come to the clerk, who has a piece of paper he will place on the floor for you to sign.
Will you let us be dismissed with prayer, sir? Charles, will you lead us in prayer? Will you commissioner please stand?
Our Father and our God, thou who art all wise and knowest the end from the beginning,
we have sought thy will this day. Before we have acted on the various reports that have come before us,
we have invoked thy blessing. We have voted as we have felt led by the Holy Spirit.
We pray that the things that have been done and said here today would bring glory to thy name and strength to our church and a blessing to our people. Especially for this vote just taken. Lord, how excited we are to know that we are one in Christ.
May we show that oneness to a divided world. But may we realize that even in that oneness, there's still room for diversity. So may we love one another as we march forward in the army of our Lord. As we take this vote now for bodily refreshment, nourish us, we pray. Bring us back this evening to conclude our business with fresh minds. Strengthen our moderator. Give him wisdom as he continues to oversee this assembly. Bless those who are traveling, those who will be traveling. And Lord, may everything that's done and said here be in the name of Christ.
Because we love him, and we want to love one another in his name. So Jesus said, amen.
Amen.
You had a better pastor than that pastor.
While we are finding our seats, the moderator wants to take a minute on a point of personal privilege. Rightly or wrongly, the moderator distinguishes between a situation in which there are a bunch of commissioners desiring to express their views on a basic substantive issue before the House, for and against.
That kind of a situation,
and a situation in which there are a bunch of commissioners trying to say what the parliamentary situation is. Now, the moderator takes the position that he has certain prerogatives in respect to what is the parliamentary situation, no matter how many people are hiring for the floor. But I would not do that in respect to a basic issue before the House for which there are people hiring for the floor who want to express their views. There's a difference. So I don't want any commissioner to feel that something arbitrary or unfair is being done when a moderator tries to insist that his viewpoint prevail over a parliamentary question as opposed to a substantive question. That's just a remark. in the absence of almost everyone, yes, sir, microphone number 5.
We haven't reached them here, but... I misunderstood the driver.
Well, I mean, we still have to open this car, and will you open us this car, sir?
Heavenly Father, we praise your great and matchless name. We thank you that in your kindness and your grace to us, we've got the Reformation in our time, and that you have given us the privilege of being your people. We pray that you will pour out the Holy Spirit on us in such a way that we may grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, that truly the Church of God may be seen here among us and spread through our work. For we long for the full coming of the kingdom and the establishment of your order throughout all the world, and that those in justice and righteousness will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Give us wisdom, love, and hope as we meet together tonight, that all things may be said and done for your glory and for the advancement of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
You have the floor, sir.
My name is Edwin Elliott. I'm Covenant Presbyterian. As a point of personal privilege, I request the division of account on the Church Union recommendation of the Interchurch Relations Committee report. Committee of Commissioners report was denied by the moderator.
A request for division of the house?
Yes, sir.
The moderator does not recall a call for referring to a count.
Yes, sir.
On the vote that is taken.
Yes, sir.
If a call is made to a count on the vote that is taken, the moderator missed that call.
Thank you, sir.
What is your wish in respect? Number three.
I think there's a thing listed. I don't know that there's any remedy now that's possible.
I withdraw my statement.
Don't withdraw, Lothar.
Because if it's a legitimate protest, it needs to be entered, and I accept it. And the pattern has been done
with dignity
and with respect.
I understood you to say that you were going to wait 30 minutes after we reconvened before you started asking questions about a call.
I said that we had
6 days
before
we reconvened,
but we're not doing things until
after them.
And
we had a half hour
left on that.
Well,
here we go
again.
Understanding and misunderstanding. Everybody's got what they're missing. Am I missing this word again?
Or late? It's not. Hold it, put it, let me read it.
My phone number 10.
What's the matter, Olga?
If you look on the foreground here and see all that stuff that we have left here, I need to move out of this building and say, let's get the appreciating in bed.
I wonder if there's a
fashion that we can at least leave a favorable opinion that's behind it. A very good pet, sir, it is.
I'm going to read it.
Is not a forum consisting of 7 people, of 20 each.
season might not be a 20-20. We must make sure we have 20 of each. So we need to count.
All those who are teaching that is, will you please stand?
Be seated. All those who are rulers of us, will you please stand?
I believe we have a quorum.
Now we need to
be seated.
How many presbyters do we have? Will someone speak up for a presbyter? Wait a minute.
Who's going to call
over the presbyter?
Ascension.
Southern. Central Florida. Central Georgia.
Covenant.
Evangel. Gold.
Up the left.
You may have to do that again before long.
The moderator is on sickness of the business before the House because three committees have been postponed.
Yes, sir.
Microphone 9. Commander Sergeant Joy, I told
you about that for you and
control of the report off of judicial business. This report is ready and it's brief.
I will accept it. The
absence of any objection.
Committee on review and control.
Now
that it's being passed out,
let's determine what the next
one
is. This is how the CDC is, and that's in the system. If Mr. Speaker in the Assembly, stewardship should be the next, and someone who is on the stewardship committee after this should be prepared. You will be designated as the committee of next.
Yes. I am greatly gratified to see the commissioners moving around and picking up what other commissioners carelessly left.
That is
a sign of graciousness. That is a sign of
great faith.
I have observed
in previous assemblies that when the crowd becomes small, the spirit improves and the fellowship improves,
and apparently
the caliber of the men participating improves.
You have two reports in your hand. One, a single sheet with a page 2212 at the bottom. 2212. The second should be several sheets with a page 2207 at the bottom. 2207.
Thank you.
Your Sunday, the truth come by the microphone 11.
Mr. Matter, I have a question, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do we not have to, at this time, adopt the vote on adopting the Intercirculation Committee report as a whole?
No, sir. It will be coming back for further action. At which time, additional motions and actions can be taken upon it. Mr. Taylor, you have the floor.
But I ask Marvin Harris, member of our committee, to hold it in prayer.
So, sir, Lord, we thank you for life and for health, for all of your gifts to us spiritually and physically. We thank you that you are the Lord of the church, that all we do is done for our glory and honor. Just now, in the last session of this General Assembly, Father, may our eyes be upon Christ, and may we do those things that are pleasing and honoring and glorifying to His Master's name, in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Moderator, fathers and brethren, the work that is committed to this committee was to review the minutes of the various statutory. And that leads the report as a whole, but would take a liberty to read the introduction.
Knew of the work which was before us, our committee expresses concern in two areas. First, we think that Church's presbyteries should be more careful to preserve the accuracy and quality of their respective minutes, since these are the only record the General Assembly has of our and strict adherence to the Baker Church order. Several serious violations were found this year, and we encourage all presbyteries to be alert to their responsibility in this area. Our report, first has minutes to be recommended for approval without exception or notation. There is no unconstitutional action nor any literary changes. Secondly, minutes for approval without exception but with notation, no constitutional violations but some literary changes. And then thirdly, minutes for approval with exception, and then fourth part of the report would be additional recommendations. The supplement would come under the part of the report dealing with minutes for approval with exception. First of all, our committee moves that the minutes of the Evangel Presbytery of the dates listed, Gulf Coast Presbytery of the dates listed, and Warrior Presbytery of the dates listed be approved without exception or notation.
That is very well presented. That is very well presented. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
We recommend that the minutes of the following presbyteries be approved without exception, but with notation. Ascension Presbytery of the dates listed, Calvary Presbytery of the dates listed, Central Georgia Presbytery of the dates listed, Louisiana Presbytery of the dates listed, Mississippi Valley Presbytery of the dates listed, Tennessee Valley Presbytery of the dates listed, Westminster Presbytery of the dates listed, and by common consent would like to include, minutes we received late, that of Carolina Presbytery, October 22nd, 1977, January 28th, 1978.
Excuse me, read that more slowly because the commissioners will have to write that at the bottom of page 1 and 8, which says Carolina, and then the date you are about to read.
Yes, it reads. Minutes were not available to us when we met Saturday or Monday and came late, so
rather than sending these suits. We just include them by common consent.
Let's have it. That's October what?
October 22nd.